Wednesday the 21st of January, Kof Hei Teves, Dain Abraham David, Berchas Kohanim.
Berchas Kohanim is a mitzvot aseh, some say three mitzvot. We, Sfardim, do it more often, and in Eretz Yisrael, they took on like the Maran, and they have Berchas Kohanim every day. Here in England, it's done on Yom Tov, okay, the Musaf of Yom Tov Sheni. But Chashivut of Berachas Kohanim is so great, as the Rambam says. The Rambam says that even someone who's a Baal Averot, who does Averot, but it's not from the Pesulei Kehuna, and it's not someone who's done Avodah Zarah, or not someone who's killed a person, he's allowed to do Berachat Kohanim. And if you ask the question, how come a person who basically we can say is a Rasha, he's done Averot, many Averot, all sorts of Averot, and yet, says the Rambam, we don't stop him from making Berachat Kohanim, because it's a mitzvah. So he says, but anyhow, how does it help? Here's a man of Rasha, he's blessing you. Says the Yerushalmi, and the Rambam brings down the words of the Yerushalmi, that Ani Abarechem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, it is not he who's blessing you, he's a conduit for it, but I am blessing you. Ani Abarechem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is blessing Am Yisrael through the Kohen. But there's one halakha here, and it's quite topical now. Lo aleinu, in recent times, we've had some cases where, unfortunately, we call it friendly fire, where our own soldiers, Jewish soldiers, have killed Jewish soldiers in war. What is the din if such a person was a Kohen? Is he allowed to make Berachat Kohanim? Can he make Berachat Kohanim? We had the Shaila before, and we looked into it. There was a case of a soldier who was given orders. There were a group of terrorists who had got some captives, and they were given the order to rescue them, to fight them. And this soldier, who was a Kohen, he thought he was shooting at the Mechabel, at the terrorist. And in fact, one of the Jews killed. He wasn't sure whether he killed him or not. I don't know why he didn't find out. But it was a case that there was a doubt if he had killed this Jew. And he asked the Sheila if he can make Berachat Kohanim. The Rambam says here, brings down in Halakha, and it's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch as well. There are six things which the Kohen, Shisha Devarim Monim Nisiyot Kapayim, Halashon Amumin Havera. Someone does an Avera, says Rambam, Ketzad, Avera Ketzad, Kohen Shehorag Et HaNefesh Afilu Bishgoga. That's the Gersa we have. We have Apishi Asa Teshuva Lo Yisa Et Kapaz. Even if he's done Teshuva. Shinemar, it's a pasuk. The Makor is the Gemara in Brochus, Lamed Bet, where the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Kohen, Shiharag Nefesh, Lo Yisa Kapav. He mustn't look in the Sias Kapayim. And there's a pasuk. שנאמר ידכם דמים מלאו. And it goes on, כתיב ופרשכם כפיכם. And then he brings another set, כהן שעבד עבודה זרה, a כהן who's done עבודה זרה, בין באוינס בין בשגוגה, אף על פי שעשה תשובה, אין הוא נושא כפיו לעולם. But let us come back to our question. So the Rambam says that even a Kohen who killed Bishgoga, he made a mistake. He made a mistake. It was Shogeg. He can't be Yisra Kapayim. And even if he did Teshuvah for it, he's done Teshuvah, he can't be Yisra Kapayim. Because it says, Yadechem, Mali Adam. Now the Haggad Maimonides brings down here, he brings down the Maria and the Maram, who argue with the Rambam, who say that if he did Teshuvah, he can be Yisra Kapayim. He can do Nesir Kapayim. But the Shulchan Aruch paskins like Rambam that he is not able to do Nesir Kapayim. He was not there. Afilu Asa Teshuvah. The Ramo brings down that if he did Teshuvah, not to be Monea from Bale Teshuvah, that we allow him, we rely on the opinion of the Mari and the Maram, who say that this Pasuk, which speaks about Yedechem Malo Dam, is speaking about Roitzchim, people who are Mu'ad to kill. And the Maram says, of people who are Omid Bemerido, they're still in that way. Someone who did Teshuvah doesn't apply to this. But the Rambam didn't learn like that. And the Rambam had a source for it. Because the Pasuk goes on and says, that really, Malehim, Damish, it says over there, Afilu Yirbu Betfilo, even if you will pray to me, and you will Yirbu Betfilo, Yadechem Pirashchem, and it doesn't help, Yadeh Malodam. It seems to be, even if it did Teshuvah, they're praying, they're doing, to Yirbu Betfilo is also follows the Teshuvah. And even so, it seems that it doesn't help. And that is the shitta of the Shofar of the Rambam. We know there is a question. So let's come back to our subject. So according to Rambam, if someone is a Kohen, even Beshoigeg, even if he's having Beshoigeg, he's not allowed to use a kapav, even if he's about Shuvah, he does Shuvah, also not allowed to do Shuvah. The Pri Chodosh brings a question, and he says even a mumah who does teshuvah, he can yisra kapav, but someone who shofet dam, even be he does teshuvah, he can't. He goes like the Rambam, but he brings an higher point. He says, what would happen if there was an oynes? If this man was forced to do something? We know one of the three averot, which Yareg V'Aliyavor, is to kill someone else. This man was forced to kill someone. If he's a Kohen, is he allowed to Yisra Kapav? So the Pri Chodosh says, yes. If it's honest, all this Rahman HaPashem, it would seem that he is not called his action, and therefore he's allowed to Yisra Kapav. That's his opinion. The Eliyahu Rava brings another case, and we see that has to do with a lot of other halachot. The Eliyahu Rava takes on that the cases of Shogeg Korov Le'Oynis. The Rambam brings down in Hilchot Tzricho, we know that Shogeg goes to Golos. But if someone is Shogeg, which is Korov Le'Oynis, and Rambam describes it in Hilchot Tzricho, is something davapele, something happens that's really unexpected. It's a davapele that it happens, and he kills someone because of that. Someone ran in front of him, or in a way which is davapele, which is not a normal shogeg. Shogeg, he made a mistake. It's Korel Lemezi, says the Eliyahu Rava, that oynes, in such a case, it's like an oynis, and since the Rambam writes there, he doesn't even need kapara. The person over there And if a Mashiach will come and kill him, if a Korob Mishpacha will come and come and kill him, he's Chayav Mita. Because this man doesn't go to Golos, he doesn't go into, and therefore his opinion of Eliyahu Rabbah is that such a person can be Yisra Kapov. He's called, says, call him Oynes, and therefore that Oynes can be Yisra Kapov. I mean, it's less than the case of the Prichodes. Prichodes was Oynes where he was forced to do it. The Prima Godim in Israel of Ram argues with this, and he says no. He says Oynes is like Shoigig. We find in the Rambam, we find that the Rambam, when he says Avera Ketza Koyin Shiora Get the Nefesh of his Gogol of Asha of Tshubo Koyin Shiora the Bodh Zora Ben Be Oynes Ben Be Shgogol. He says you see from the halacha of Avodah Zarah, the Kohen of Avodah Zarah, Ben Oynes Ben Mishkoga, he can't do Avodah and he can't be Yitzhak Kapov. So you see, we put Oynes and Shoigig in the same category as far as this halacha is concerned of Yitzhak Kapov. But really, I don't, we can't argue with this. Because really, Rambam, when he brings down the halacha, Kohen Shiharagei the Nefesh Apil Bishgoga. We have a pish osat shuva, lo yisakapov. The Rambam doesn't bring in the first halacha of shkog or haraget and nefesh. He doesn't bring oynes, bring the oynes, bring the shkog. When he speaks about the halacha of avodah zara, then he says oynes and shkog. Who are the two halachas here? And he says there's not yisakapov as well. The Prima Gaudi understood that these two things are together. Avoid as hukash to retzicha to Yitzhak Kapov, and therefore why he doesn't do avodah, he can't do avodah, he can't do Yitzhak Kapov. And in the same way, here we must be shkogel. So therefore, even the ones, if you still hold by avodah zara, by ones, you must also hold in sure, when he haraget and nefesh, that the ones should be the same. But really, we must translate the two different halachas. The point is like this. That halacha which a kohen is not allowed to who's over there and make a avodah zara is from Choniov, it's from a different Gemara. The Gemara says that those who were over the Beit Choniov in the place, in the time in Alexandria, whether it was avodah zara or not, they were not allowed to be over in Beit HaMikdash. And since Nesiyas Kapayim is like a voidah, then it's not allowed, then they're not allowed to be Yisra Kapayim as well. That is the halacha we're comparing in the Siyat Kapav because it's dome to Avodah. Where there's a psul in Avodah and where they served in a Beit Avodah Zarah, that's a psul in the Kohen. A Kohen who served the Beit Avodah Zarah, he's not allowed to serve in the Beit HaMikdash. That's a deny. Wasn't himself. So it doesn't matter how he served, why he served. Whether it's for honest, whether it's for shogeg, it doesn't matter why he served. He served in a Beit Avodah Zarah, it's a ganoiv, he can't come along and serve in that. And therefore, since the Siyat Kapayim is also similar to Avodah, therefore we stopped him from doing the Siyat Kapayim in the Birchat Kohanim. But that which is halacha, yedechem, dam, that halacha, a psul in the hands, in what a hand which did an avera, which did this, which was Roteach, which killed, such a hand can't give Birchat Kohanim. Now that is, if you consider an honest, and it's very interesting, the Rambam nowhere in Birchat Kohanim, he doesn't bring a pursuit of a Kohen who kills someone that he can't serve in the Beit HaMikdash. He can't avoid in the Beit. He doesn't bring it. He doesn't bring it at all. So that's a different thing. That's not a pursuit in the Kohen. That's a psul in your dying, damavila, and that's a din. But in Nesiyat Kapayim, if he's an oynes, like we say, and Romulus we say that an oynes is not as he didn't do it. That's not the mice is not the justice to him. So then we can say such a person who's an oynes, he's done this maase, but his maase is not his maase because it's under duress. In that case, he can Yitzhak Kapayim. So there's no. So, and it would seem from the Rambam the fact that he left out the word onus in the halacha of the Siyat Kapayim, and in just the halacha after that, when he speaks about Avodah Zarah, He says, oh, he needs a shogeg. He says, both. Shogeg needs a kapara. Shogeg is not someone who's without an oinus, is different. An oinus is land of Anter Aviv. It's like he didn't do it. It's not a tiaches to him. So there we can differentiate between honest, and therefore an honest, or parovle honest, like the Eliyahu Rabbah brings down, maybe according to Rambam, according to Shulchan Aruch, we allow to, he can be Yisrael Kapara. This is the, as far as this halacha is concerned, so we've got another side. The first we have a machloket Rambam, and the Maria, and the Maram, whether Baal Teshuvah, someone who's done Teshuvah, whether he can be Yisrael Kapara. We've got another side. Maybe someone is an honest or karov le honest, according to Eliyahu Rabbah, that he is allowed to be Yisrael Kapara. So in our case, when we talk about this soldier who went to try to fight this terrorist, and he shot, well, he killed, or he didn't kill, we have to study him. If we rely on the Maram as one part, and the Simcha, a bit of Simcha, and say, Teshuvah, surely he's done Teshuvah. That the worst thing that a Jew feels is he's killed another Jew. No Jew is complacent about that. But Vadai, he did Teshuvah. And maybe it's Korav Lohanis. His intentions were to hit the Mechabel. Definitely not to, and something happened, which you can say is Korav Lohanis, but it came in between, we don't know. That's a possibility. But I've got a third start. There is a question in Halacha, and that which soldiers go to war against Goyim, against those who come to kill us. Kohanim do that as well nowadays. Does that puzzle them, killing non-Jews, killing Goyim who come? Is that also considered Yedeim, Dom, Domim, Yadchem, Domim, Halo? Because it's good people. So, that Shubas from Achronim who say, some say that yes, even killing the non-Jews, doesn't say, even that is also called Yemeim Darim Dalo. But many, many posts can take on that it doesn't come to the category of a tzicha, it's asur, but it's not a tzicha, you can't just go and kill someone. It's asur, but it's not in the halachas of Birchat Kohanim, in the halachas of Damche, Yedchim Damim Malo, it doesn't apply. But anyway, if a person is doing a mitzvah, he's fighting and defending his country, defending, the Rambam says, a person that any Jew who goes to help another Jew who is in Tsar, where he's being attacked, that's a Muhammad mitzvah, to go and save Am Yisrael are being attacked. There is halacha which is brought down after these halachas in Shulchan Aruch. Moel, a person is a Moel, and he is doing a Brit Milah. And lo aleinu, the child dies. Says the Shulchan Aruch, such a Kohen, Yisrael Kapov. He's allowed to, the Achronim explain, why is the Mohel different? Because the Mohel is Oisek in a mitzvah. He's Oisek in a mitzvah. So even if the Tekora comes out through his hand, it's a sad to say he is Yisrael Kapov, because he was doing it in a mitzvah. He's not a guy who's killing him. He's not a person who's killing him. Who should be killing? He's not doing it. He is doing a mitzvah. The Ramor brings down, and this is where I got my ideas as well, that there must be other mitigating factors as well. Seems he says, and with this case of the Mohel, we are not sure. Maybe he did bela ruach. The Gemara says that when someone went and checked at someone, he says, maybe he didn't do it, the ruach, he did the ruach, and that was not his, he didn't actually kill him. And the Shach says that even with other wounds, not only where the wind goes in, the wind bites, even with other wounds we also say it. We're not sure what happened, we're not sure how he died, and therefore maybe the other factors which came in. So the Ramah says, that's why he puts it in as the mohel, that's what the mohel, you know. But one thing we see here, Kodesh Shulchan Aruch, it would seem, that the fact that it's oisik in the mitzvah, yeah, therefore, we don't say this rule. We don't say this rule, yadichim, that's why the mohel can do this akof. Says the, we could say here, now we take, we've got another factor here. A soldier who's defending Am Yisrael, who's going to fight, he's saying against these Otsrim. The Vada is doing a mitzvah. He's trying to save Yidden as well. He's the Vada is doing a mitzvah. So he's not worse than the Moyen. Ah, you might argue, according to the Ramon, anyway, the Ramon Salem al-Bat Shuvah, you could say that. But in our case, but even according to Ramon, who puts in more factors, that maybe there's a doubt. In this case also, we are not sure what happened. We're not sure whether he killed or he didn't kill, or even more than that, we don't know the exact case. Maybe he didn't die straight away. Maybe something else happened that he shot him, but he didn't die from that. We don't know the whole story because we haven't got. It was a balagan in the actual thing. So therefore, in that case, we've got most sekot. So really, now, in order that for this kohen, we've got the Ramon, who goes according to Maria and the Maram, that if he did teshuva, he can be Yisakar. Even though Maram is against that, Shuvah is against that. Then we've got the Shittat of the Eliyahu Rabba, and we explained in the Rambam, it also seems to be like that, that honest or karov le'honest, such a thing, we say Yisakar. And in our case, if it's a mitzvah, then we've got the sad that a mitzvah is also not, he's not kavodei, he doesn't pass him from, you know, it's not called yedehem dam melo. And therefore, and we've got svekot, that maybe he didn't do it. Maybe it was a machaber. Maybe there were other factors in it. And though with all these svekot, it would come out that really we're allowed that such a coin can be misakapas. Now what happens normally with this friendly fire? Yes. You've got the Sa'ad of Mitzvah. They're trying to fight the Machab, they're trying to fight. You've got that Sa'ad of Mitzvah as well. Even though maybe you haven't got such doubts. Because they know they hit and exploded, the shell exploded. But you've got other mitigating factors. You've got the fact that, but of course, they're sorry for what they've done. That's true what they've done. Then you've got the Krov Leones. And then you've got the Sa'ad that they're doing a Mitzvah. So even in such a case, it would be that if it was a Kohen, Yisakar. It's a very interesting point which I want to bring. The Rambam says that only the Avera in these Averot, but any other Avera, and the Yerushalmi speaks strongly of Gilu Arayot, speaks about even other things, other Averot, which are not from the Kohuna, which are Masim Aveiro, that means a Rasha, he can give a Brechat Kohanim. But a person who Aveiro Mishurigi, he's Lo Yisakapav. Why is it by this that we're so more makpid? If we say, like the Rambam says, read this Rambam, Ve'al titma v'tomar, ma to'il brechat edyo itze, she'en kibul bracha, and the Shukha, and the Mephoshim say, even he does all the Averot. The Rambam says, Shal Averot. Kibbut Bracha Talui Bekohanim. He says, She'en Kibbul Abrocha Talui Bekohanim. Eli Be'akodish Baruch Hu. She'nemar. Ushtamu et Shmi al Bnei Yisrael Va'ani Abarachem. HaKohanim Osim Mitzvah She'nishtavu Bo. Ve'akodish Baruch Hu Rachama Mevarech Yisrael Kechatzo. And HaKodish Baruch Hu gives the Baruch. Yeah. If that is the case, what's wrong with this poor guy? He's Lo Yisakapav. So this is a story, the Kapayim is in Katego, in Sanegona, Katego Nafer Sanego. But we can explain it by Ofan Musa. A person does an Avera, however bad that Avera is. This man can do Teshuvah. He can do Teshuvah even the worst Avera. But there's one thing. A person takes a life. Muvat lo yachol itkon. He's cut off a life. What a Jewish life means. What a life of a person means. It's not only him. What he could be doing. He could build a lomas. if he's alive. That's why the Torah goes so much for Pekuach Nefesh, to all the extremes, all the... And such a person, now this person is cut off, his life is cut off. It's not only him, it's those generations that come from him. That's something which can't be remedied. That is something important. He was via Dechem down below. It is such a frightening fact. Life is so important, and Jewish life is so important, that a person must be so careful. Even the Shogig, he cannot. Whereas Averot, okay, I'm not Chas v'Shalom. Averot, you can do Shuva. That's Shuva. You can attack it. You can. Teshuva helps for everything. Of course, there's Teshuva and Shuva. You have to do Teshuva with a lot of kaparot, a lot of inuyim, with a lot of things that depend on the Averot. But it's possible. To bring back a life, it's not possible. And we see, even though in Halakha we might not know that killing a non-Jew comes in this category, but Moshe Rabbeinu, when he came to kill the Mitzri, he looked to see if there are any generations which would come from him. That's life. You know, this man doesn't seem worthwhile, but you know what can come, might come from him. All the generations might come from him. And even if a goy, Moshe Rabbeinu was careful. Even though a Mitzri was there, was going to kill a Jew, he had to look before he did anything. This is life. Life is so important. And we know, even according to those who say, and there is a question on this. They say if you're allowed, you go to war, and therefore there's no Damei Yadechem. They ask a question on David HaMelech. How come David HaMelech? The Pasuk says that David was not allowed to build a Beit HaMikdash. Why? So he told him, because Yadechem, you had Osek in Milchama, and you spilt a lot of Harbe Damshofu. So what happened here? He was doing mitzvah. He was fighting Melchemet Mitzvah. He was doing Bershus Bevtin. So what happened? Why was he not allowed to, if that is not held against him? If this doesn't apply? The two answers are, the Radak said over there, you know what happened? David HaMelech was not allowed to be the Mikdash. Not because he fought the wars with the Goyim. No. Because he caused the destruction, death of Noiv Ira Kohanim. Because he went and took refuge there. And therefore, because of that, Shaul came along and killed them. Shaul did Avera. But maybe David, he was Goyim. He has something. That's how the Radak says. But I found beautiful Yalkut Shemoyni. The Yalkut Shemoyni says of David HaMelech, David asked Hashem, am I possible? You don't want me to build a Beit HaMikdash? Are you puzzling me from a Beit HaMikdash? Said HaKadosh Baruch Hu, David HaMelech, what you have done for me is like the greatest korbanos. You know why you mustn't build a Beit HaMikdash? Because I know in the future, Am Yisrael are going to need a great kapara, and the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash is going to be their kapara. Otherwise, I will have to take Chomasi Alehem, and not Aleitim Nevonim. And therefore, if you build it, it will never be destroyed. And that's why I don't want you to build it. And that's what the Yalkut said. And he said, even so, Shlomo HaMelech would not be able to move the Beit HaMikdash without you, with your zchut, as we know from all the Gemaras and all the things. And this is David HaMelech, in his ma'asim, the dam he spilled, was like korbanos. Hashem Yazor, that we should always only not come to all these situations, and we should have a Yeshua. Amen.
Amen.